You know, it was Steve's turn to talk first, but he's stuffing his face. We've got a radio program to do here, for crying out loud. Can you put the donuts away?
It's not donuts. I eat healthier than that. Little Chinese dumplings.
You brought donuts with you today.
I did bring donuts.
But you're eating Chinese dumplings.
Radio stations run on donuts.
They do, but generally you try and avoid the time when you're on the air. So it's like,
man, I'm all good.
When you're on the air. Anyway, welcome, folks. This is a...
Theater of the mind. People get hungry.
Yeah, Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Would you like one, Scott?
No, thank you.
Okay.
We would love to hear from you on any and all topics today on the program. A couple of guests that will join us today. Jasper Schneider, he's the North Dakota State Director for USDA Rural Development. What do they do? How are they helping? They're from the government, and they're here to help. Does that scare the daylights out of you? I don't know. They are helping, actually, in all seriousness, on a couple of water projects. And so we'll get the details on that. I also want to ask Jasper what he's planning for the future. A lot of folks see him as a candidate that will be gunning for a top position on the Democratic side at some point. So we'll just see where he's at on that whole process. Randy Cryle will be here. He's chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. So any waterfall season questions you have ahead of the opener are certainly welcome today on the program, too.
You going out?
Pardon me?
You're not a big hunter, are you?
Pheasants would be my thing.
Not playing game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not looking good this year.
I heard they're going to be down a little bit.
Yeah, they're way down. I did not see a single chick running around all of western North Dakota. With all my driving around, not one single pheasant chick running around this summer. I've seen more partridge than grouse or pheasants.
I got to start doing some duck hunting, because that's just a lot easier.
Yeah, well, it is, because duck hunting and waterfowl hunting has changed, where it used to be throw on the waders and go out into the burr, cold, wet. Now it's all field hunting, so yeah. You just stake it out. It's just a lot of scouting that's involved with that.
Looking forward to it. All right, here's a couple of topics that are lighting up our Facebook page already, and we give you a chance to weigh in on our questions of the day. But again, anything welcome today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We stirred up a hornet's nest with Lou Holtz by asking him this question about whether or not UND and NDSU ought to play each other. And he thought it was insane they weren't playing at each other. And
Lou was animated.
He was, and he also thought the legislature ought to get involved, lawmakers ought to get involved in this. And a lot of hype this week with NDSU being the host site for the infamous ESPN College Game Day ahead of their Delaware State game.
I don't know if you call it infamous.
What do you mean?
That's not infamous.
Well, I think infamous is a good thing.
Yeah, no, infamous has a bad connotation.
You think so?
Yeah, infamous? Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think so. No. I at least in my vernacular, it's it's popular. Right, the popular ESPN College Game Day is coming on. A lot of folks are focused on that. There's a lot of football hype. It's a lot going on. And so Lewis sort of throwing a little gas on that fire, saying, hey, come on, NDSU and UND, play each other. I want to know from our listeners, do you want these two schools to play each other? And do you want lawmakers to get involved? Here's the one thing. I don't spend a lot of time on this program saying, government, save us, fix us.
No, less government is better.
Without question. I think the vast majority of our audience reflects that in much of their comments day in and day out. So I'm not the kind of person that pounds the table and says, get involved. On the other hand, when our taxpayer dollars are involved, as they are in big measure at NDSU and UND, and these schools for really kind of petty reasons are not playing each other, it's not wise. We had Don Morton on, a former NDSU football coach, now a member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. He said the president's are to blame, put a lot of it at NDSU's feet with President Bresciani and said, this is ridiculous, they ought to play.
Here's the thing, though. When you and I say less government is better, and then people call us to task and go, well, what, you want the government to get involved on an issue like this, what about higher education is not part of the government? You know, it's not like this is a private business or private entity that the government's getting involved with.
Yeah.
They write the checks.
Taxpayer dollars.
They write the checks. Yeah. We write the checks. So that is the place for government.
So is Lou Holtz right? Should they play each other? Are you think this is insane that they don't play each other? And do you want lawmakers involved here? Let us know what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and also studio. Why are you laughing? The audience has no idea why you're laughing.
Because I'm right.
I don't have any idea why you're laughing.
Merriam-Webster. .com, the dictionary. Infamous. Well known for being bad, known as evil acts or crimes causing people to think you are bad. Infamous.
All right. Are you selectively picking that definition, or are there others?
No, I'm just, they posted up, so.
All right.
Yeah, it's just infamous. There's an evil connotation when infamous or bad.
Is that right?
Huh.
All right.
It's like good UND education in English, I guess.
Yeah. And there's no others.
No, that's the primary. That's what you got.
All right. I'm just double checking. I'm trusting but verifying. Convicted of an offense bringing infamy. How about infamy? Is infamy a good thing?
A date a that
variation
will live
on the word?
In infamy.
Yeah.
No, that's a bad thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Notoriety is another word for infamy. I mean, that you know, I'm grasping now, folks. Two other questions. Truckers, are you going to participate in this October strike? There's a trucker group out there that is just fed up with the Constitution being corrupted in Washington. They're going to descend on Washington, D.C., October 11th to the 13th. They started a Facebook page getting thousands of hits on this. And basically what they want to do is shut down Congress, because obviously they're saying, truckers, if we all go to Washington, D.C., descend on Washington to take this on, and there's no freight being hauled, this will be a big deal. So I'm curious mostly from truckers if you're aware of this, if you're participating in it, and whether the rest of us out of support them.
Do you remember when the trucks descended on Washington, D.C.? How long ago was that? When all the trucks, the truck drivers, kind of like when the farmers did with the tractors and recently the motorcyclists. How long ago was that?
No.
Truckers descended. I forget that date. It's a while ago now. It was at least 10 years, if I remember correctly.
Well, what do you think of this? Yeah,
I don't think this is going to have as big an impact as some may think.
Impact on what? Shutting down commerce?
Shutting down. It's not. The brokers who route the trucks, they're going to be shipping things a little bit ahead.
Do we take truckers for granted, though? I think we do.
We do.
Yeah.
We do take the industry for granted.
And the role they play in commerce. So, I mean, in theory, this is a good idea. And they're obviously doing this about Obamacare. They're doing it about Benghazi. They're doing it about the IRS scandal. I mean, they're just tired of what's happening in Washington.
3 days over a weekend, it's not going to happen. Now, if a lot of other industries and a lot of other Americans start participating with this, then maybe it'll get a little traction, but from a logistical standpoint, shipping commerce across this country, 3 days over a weekend, it's not going to be anything, much to do about nothing, except I will say this, it will probably be an excuse to raise gas prices for a week.
Let us know, truckers, if this is on your radar. Kind of curious. 800-228-0550. Let's get to some calls here. Bob in Bismarck, you're up on the What's On Your Mind. Hello, Bob.
Hi there. Say, just to support my UND alma mater, having an extremely bad reputation or deserving of or causing an evil reputation is the definition of infamous.
So thank you, Bob.
Steve's right. I shouldn't really refer to the Sports Center crew as being evil or anything. All right. I stand corrected.
So that's all I had to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, Bob, you know, he's already disappeared. Bob's...
Hey, I'm not that right. I got to hang my hat on something, Scott.
He's disappeared before he even weighed in on whether NDSU and UND had to play each other again. And whether or not we had to, you know...
Well, Bob, being that he says he's from UND, then he knows exactly where that nickel trophy is.
There you go.
That's at UND.
Yeah. 800-228-0550. Mark Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us, Mark.
Yeah, I just think media coverage of the oil boom in North Dakota is a classic example of communist propaganda, because it heaps praise on our wise and virtuous political leaders when, in fact, they have nothing to do with the oil boom. Number one, they did not put the oil in the ground. God did that. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
And they did not do anything to create the technology, the horizontal drilling, which is the new technology that made the Bakken feasible. They did nothing to create that new technology. But in fact, they repeat the Obama narrative that fracking is the new technology, which leaves the door wide open for Obama to regulate fracking.
And let me ask you something, though. You know what? I got to tell you, Mark, what's funny is you've almost mirrored exactly the comments of Congressman Kevin Cramer in the his opening address to the group, he basically said, don't give us credit. We're not the reason for this. You know, all we can do is hope to not screw things up. So he made your point. Where do you think, give me an example where you think, you know, politicians get credit, though, for this in the media?
Oh, a good example was the show yesterday where you had Jack Dalrymple on. And they're continually giving credit and praise for what they're doing in the quote-unquote state of North Dakota. Lou Holtz even jumped on the bandwagon. The only thing they've done is spend billions of tax dollars to subsidize the oil industry, which is another example of communism.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away, folks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Hi, this is Eric Amberg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Amberg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Amberg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Amberg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
What's in your mind? Powered by CoinCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's in Your Mind Radio.com. We'd like to know what's on your mind, whether it's concerning UND and NDSU playing football, whether it's, I want to get back a little bit to Mark's take as far as government, at least in North Dakota, when it comes to development in the oil patch. And he's right to the extent that, no, they can't take credit for it. But where I will give our legislators and our officials here in North Dakota credit is that they've gotten out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, compare the environment in North Dakota.
Where do you want to do business?
That government has the ability to control. In other words, regulation, taxation, right? Compare what's happening in North Dakota when this production, largely on private lands, is booming. And then contrast that with the federal government. They do deserve credit for that. They do deserve credit for that. Now, you know, and again, sometimes you do listen to politicians. Byron Dorgan, I always used to think, you know, he literally invented oil the way he talks sometimes. You know, and you know, politicians like to do that, right?
They
like
we
to,
all know who invented the internet.
They like to take credit for that. And you listen to him sometimes and say, really? I mean, are you creating the jobs? So Mark's point, and as I mentioned, Kevin Cramer made that point in front of the group very much. On the other hand, to suggest they've had nothing to do with it is wrong, too, because they do deserve credit for
getting out of the way.
To the extent government has a role in the regulation and taxation, putting the policies in place that have not held back, which is happening at the federal level.
It's a guiding hand. And I think we've done a pretty good job here in North Dakota for guiding an industry to keep the quality of life here in North Dakota the way it is. Are there still issues? Are there problems? Are there infrastructure problems? Absolutely. But we're working on them.
Here's an example. Today is the fifth anniversary of the Keystone XL pipeline application.
That makes me sick.
5 years the federal government has been futzing with this idea of very basic, simple, you know, commerce. Okay, we got oil here up in the oil sands. We got here, you know, oil down here in the Bakken. Let's get it to market. And you know, thankfully, the market has found a way around that. And
what was that word again?
Futzing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure we didn't need the delay.
No, they're futzing. The dictionary day to day on the program?
It is.
800.
Word of the day.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. One other question we have on our Facebook page we'll give you a chance to weigh in on. So we have UND and NDSU, whether or not lawmakers ought to get involved, whether Lou Holtz is right that it's insane these two schools don't play each other. Come on, Bison fans. Come out of the woodwork here and just say what you really feel about this. You know, I think Bison fans think, screw you, UND. We got nothing to gain by that, which really is un-North Dakotan. I'm going to say it, un-North Dakotan. I've just called you out now, and I want to give you a chance to respond. The other question had to do with truckers and this October strike they're planning to protest the assault on the Constitution. Truckers, do you know about this? Will you participate in it? Others going to join as well. And the other one, I don't know how many Starbucks locations there are in North Dakota, but there's a fair amount. The CEO of Starbucks came out yesterday and has posted a letter to fellow Americans saying, please don't bring your guns into Starbucks shops. Previously, they've said, look, whatever the laws are in the states that we operate, that's what we'll do. Now they're joining the silly crowd that says guns are not allowed in these premises. So, will this affect where you buy coffee? I mean, you boycotts in the making here? Avoid the store completely or not let it affect...
He did ask.
That's super latte.
Not ban. It was asked. It was a request.
Their policy is that even in states that have concealed carry laws, that guns are not allowed in Starbucks. Now, again, I don't know if they go planning on frisking anybody or anything else, but I'm just curious what folks think about that and if it in any way will affect your coffee buying decisions. You can tell us at 855-200-1776. Let's go down to Lemon, South Dakota. Gil wants to weigh in today. Listening on the Northern Plains today. Hey, Gil, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to relay a Lou Holtz story. Back in 1985, when Lou Holtz was the coach at Minnesota, he had recruited our son, and he had flown up to Grafton, and I went out to the airport and picked him up. And the football players all wanted to meet him. And so when I brought him back to the school, there was about 15, 20 football players that I introduced him to, and he shook hands with every one of those kids. And when he talked to him after a couple of minutes, he went around the table again, shook every kid's hand, and called them by his first name.
Wow.
I think that's
impressive.
That's a gift that a lot of people wouldn't have, and I think that's why he is where he is today. And the amazing part of it was one of the kids' name was Kurt Hansen, and so the chemistry coach said to me, I want to meet Lou Holtz too, so bring him to my room. And so I took him over to the chemistry room and knocked on the door, and Jeff Hansen happened to answer the door. And so I said, Coach Holtz, this is Jeff Hansen. He said, how are you doing, Jeff? He said, are you and Kurt brothers? So you could see how he could connect things. And extremely impressive. And when we went down to Minneapolis to meet with him on a visitation, it was like you were going to meet something special, because he had just such an aura about him, and that's why he has been so successful. And I just love listening to him.
Neat story, Gil. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's go to John in Tioga. John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't think the legislature ought to get involved in this. But, you know, they were talking about getting involved in this at one point. You remember when NDSU first went Division One, and UND didn't, and there were some people talking about keeping these guys playing. And if I remember right, the athletic director of North Dakota State was perfectly okay with this. But it was Roger Thomas, who was the athletic director at UND at that time, who said, absolutely. And I think Gene Roebuck had something to do with this, too. And he said, absolutely not. There's nothing for us to gain in this. So,
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think you're right, John. I think it's gone back and forth. Yeah, where UND initially didn't want it, now they don't want it. Who cares? This is not a schoolyard, you know, little sandbox fight. They're two schools that are supported by taxpayers. It's a great rivalry. Play it. Figure it out. I mean, you know, to me, don't you think? To sit there and go back and say, well, UND didn't want it one time. No, we don't want it. So we're not going to, you know, play.
As far as I'm concerned, if they want to play, if they can figure out a way to do it, that should be a good game. If they can't because of different, you know, they're in different conferences and stuff like that, then so be it. But we don't need the legislature involved in this. That's all I'm getting at. Because
yeah,
when you were talking about oil, you know, we're doing good in oil in this state simply because politicians haven't gotten in there and screwed things up. You want to screw up UND, and by the way, you can't say Fighting Sioux and Bison anymore. You can say the NDSU Bison and North Dakota, but you're not supposed to say Fighting Sioux anymore.
Fighting Sioux.
Last time I checked, there was something called free speech, and I'm not giving that one up ever.
No.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Mike and Minot, and Mark wants to weigh in, too. Bless our guest coming up next. Jasper Schneider, North Coast State Director for USDA Rural Development, on some water projects. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The heart is a blue.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. Let's get back to the phones before our guest, Jasper Schneider from the USDA. Let's go to Mike in Minot. What's on your mind today? Mike, go ahead.
I was just going to make a comment about the Starbucks thing. I'm still going to carry my weapon in there. I really don't care what they had to say because of political pressure. I mean, concealed means concealed. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. That's all I have.
So, but you're gonna buy their coffee still. This isn't gonna affect your Second Amendment rights or your coffee buying decisions. Interesting. Thanks.
It's a request. It's not an order yet.
Mark, somewhere in North Dakota. Hello, Mark. You're up on what's on your mind.
That was my point exactly. It's a request by Starbucks. They're not banning guns in their premises. They're just requesting that their customers don't bring it.
Exactly. But, I mean, obviously their sentiment is that we don't care what your state's laws are. We don't want you to bring guns in here.
Well, that's the case, but they're not banning them.
So no big deal?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think they tried to take the political correct way out of it, and that's what they came up with.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks a bunch. Always love hearing from our audience. Bill in Wheatland, last one before we go to our guest. Hello, Bill. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Good morning, Scott. Say, I think I tuned in just a little late yesterday morning when Kevin Cramer was on, and I've been trying to find out what his stance is or explanation for the subsidies for Obamacare for his staff, and I missed it. I was wondering if you could fill me in.
Not in detail, but I will briefly tell you that someone called in specifically asked about that. He said the idea that they're getting anything different than they would is incorrect. There was some talk of something that's being reimbursed, but basically there's been a lot of stories that they were somehow exempting themselves, and he said they're not, explained how much they do pay, and some reimbursement for some staff members was the only issue that I remember him saying that's what has confused the issue. But I don't think that is what has been made up to be, from what I could gather from Kevin's comments. But we certainly can bring that up with him next Wednesday and get into more detail on that, Bill.
Yeah, I'd sure appreciate it if you would, because I've been trying to call in a couple of weeks now, and I just haven't been able to quite either get in or stay on the line long enough. I've heard that they may be getting their staff reimbursed up to 75% for whatever reason, because somehow they passed the bill, and I've been leaving messages at their office and trying to ask their staff for more explanations, but I don't get anything from them. And I think I wouldn't mind having my staff reimbursed for their Obama expenses either. And so I think that'd be a good question for you to ask them.
And we will. And, Bill, I would suggest you call early. The one thing when Kevin's on with those talk radio town halls, the phones are full the entire time. So call early on in the program if you can, and we'll try and get you an answer. I know that President Obama intervened on that particular issue, but I want Kevin to explain it in detail on the reimbursement thing. So join us next week. Appreciate it very much. All right, we're going to get to our guest here, who we've kept waiting because we defer to the callers as we always do, the North Dakota State Director for the USDA Rural Development, Jasper Schneider's here. Hi, Jasper, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How have you been?
Very well. Thank you. Steve Bakken and I have just a couple of questions for
you. Jasper.
A couple of water projects that have been recently approved. But maybe just start with telling us what the USDA Rural Development does in North Dakota. What's your job? What do you do?
Sure. Well, we're a missionary within the Department of Agriculture that our mission is that we're committed to the future of rural America. And the way USDA defines it, it's pretty much North Dakota. And so what we do is a lot of different things, but primarily we provide access to capital to communities, to utilities, to businesses to grow out their structures. And you know what that means in real world numbers is we're going to finance about $600 million in North Dakota infrastructure projects this year. And as you know, North Dakota's economy is booming, and with that needs comes the need to grow out our infrastructure to support private sector investment and growth. And access to capital, especially on a large scale, is hard to come by. And that's where this public financing comes into place.
As far as the public financing, where does this money come from? Is this tax dollars from the federal government? When you're looking at a federal government that, for all intents and purposes, is broke, where does that money come from? Can we afford that?
Well, you know, that's a really a policy question, Steve. And, you know, what happens is our members of Congress pass these laws and appropriate the funds, and I administer them. So, you know, Scott just referenced the congressman coming on next week. That would really be a good question for him.
But they are tax dollars, right? I mean, this is federal government's money. Is this part of stimulus? Is this part of the, you know, or is this something that's that is you know, gone on for pre-stimulus, post-stimulus, and you know,
absolutely. So we've been USDA Rural Development since about the mid-90s. Prior to that, we were the Farmers Home Administration, the Rural Electrification Administration, and so these programs have been around for 50, 60 years. And so these aren't new programs. If you talk to the utilities across the state, they've been seeking this public financing for a long time, long before me. And so, you know, these have been well supported by our members of Congress in North Dakota from both parties for generations.
We're talking with Jasper Snyder, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to John in Minot. What's on your mind for Jasper today?
Yes, sir. Cooperstown, have you ever been there?
Yes, quite a bit.
Okay. I know they lost a big job source, 30-plus years ago. 200-300 jobs, and I think they were in bad straits. And a decade or so ago, they got something going. It was Greek Steel Empowerment Zone,
mm-hmm.
And they also have an Economic Development Corporation. Now, it helped some of the businesses, maybe some housing, tax breaks, maybe grants. I don't know. What are those two entities? You know. Are they funded by the federal government? What do they do? What do they give them?
Sure. Well, the Greek Steel Empowerment Zone specifically was basically spearheaded by Senator Dorgan at the time and our office. And this would have been, you know, in the early to mid-90s. And basically, the Greek Steel Empowerment Zone was created as part of a USDA program focused on providing a highly distressed rural community new opportunities for economic growth and revitalization. And, you know, I think the Greek Steel Empowerment Zone is still active today. I think, you know, their success has been proven. But, you know, like anything that has relied on federal funding over the years, those funding opportunities aren't at the levels they used to be. And so, you know, they're continually challenged with finding new ways to fund themselves to become more self-sufficient and sustainable.
Holman Corporation, that's not funded, I guess, by the government, as I understand it. But what did they do in the empowerment zone? Did they hand grants out? Were there tax breaks? What was it exactly?
What they do is a couple of different things. They do provide access to capital, either through a revolving loan or for grants, but also provide that technical expertise to businesses to start up, to expand, or whatever questions that they may have.
The Economic Development Corporation, that's a local or a state entity, maybe, but it's not actually funded by any federal money, is it?
No. You know, and I don't know their economic developer, but, you know, typically those are either funded by the particular city or the county or a combination of counties.
You've been there, you see. Have you looked at some of these projects or these businesses that have been helped over the years, the decade or more?
Some.
Well, he was asking Jasper that question, though, I think. We have Jasper a chance to answer, then we'll move on.
But. Sure. Yeah, I certainly have reviewed some of them. You know, as when I came into USDA 4 years ago, the empowerment zone was fairly pretty much on its way. And so while I've been to empowerment zone board meetings and met with their staff, you know, they are pretty much a self-sufficient group at this point. So on a day-to-day basis or even on a periodic basis, USDA doesn't have a lot of interaction with them.
John, thank you for the call. Jeff, West Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Your question for Jasper Schneider.
You, Jasper, you were talking about the stimulus, the $900 billion that came in 2008. That was supposed to be a one-time stimulus. Now it's in the non-budget that's not passed by Harry Reid every year, right?
I'm not following the question. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you guys embed yourself. The Democrats, Republicans have put this country in a $100 trillion deficit, unfunded liabilities, and all you preach about is what the government does. How about let's get this country back on footing, get the government, the Democrats, Republicans, out of the way so the working man can't homeschool our children because both of us have to work. And all people like you and Heitkamp and Hovenis talk about is government, government, government. And you're the parties that have put this country in this shape.
All right, Jeff, got your point. Got your point. Jasper, response.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fair point. You know, our programs have been supported by both members, both sides of the aisle for many, many years. And, you know, he's got a fair point, and, you know, hopefully he brings that up with his elected leaders.
Speaking of elected leaders, obviously they're doing the policy. Is that a place you're looking to be again soon?
Well, as you know, Scott, I mean, I was a former policymaker as a state legislator, and, you know, I've been encouraged by folks to take a look at things, but, you know, that's really too, you know, so premature to even take a look at. But in our discussions that I'll have with my wife and kids and in the future. But I love what I do. We've come a long way in a lot of things that we've been working on, and I also recognize the, you know, the challenges ahead, and look forward to tackling the many issues of a growing and prosperous state.
Can you run for office, by the way, in your current position?
No.
You can't?
Nope.
As a Hatch Act deal or whatever, where you would, since you're a federal employee, then you said, in other words, you'd have to leave if you decide to run for office or whatever.
You are correct.
So you'd have to give up that USDA rural development post there, my golly.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're coming up against the clock here, so I'm going to take a break. Do we have time for one more quick question? I want to keep you into the next segment so we can talk a little bit about the housing climate. Quickly tell me about some of these water projects. I'm looking at Hunter, Rolla, Lignite, Hazelden, Streeter, Linton, Stutzman Rural Water District. Talk about what USDA is doing in partnership with these communities quickly.
Sure. Well, one of the agencies that I oversee is called the Rural Utility Service, and we provide the access to capital both in the form of loans and grants to our utilities, our rural water districts, our rural electric telecom cooperatives, and our rural electric cooperatives. And as you know, North Dakota is just going boom. And so every part of the state is experiencing prosperity and growth. And with that comes out the need to build out our infrastructure and our utilities. And so,
Jasper, hold that thought. We're up against the break, Jasper. We'll come back and let you finish up on the water projects around North Dakota. This is What's on Your Mind.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollenverse, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started. On a journey to better health, and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon, live to the Northern Plains from K-Fire 550, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo. Temp-wise, it'll be two different states today. We have 70s on the east and 50s in the west, believe it or not. Fargo at 64 this hour, Bismarck 54, Tioga 48, Minot 54, Grand Forks 62, Jamestown 61, Williston 49, Dickinson 51. But 50s, Steve, for high temperatures in the west today.
And not heading out on the river today, that's for darn sure. Gene, hold on for a few seconds. We'll get to you next, but I wanted to give Jasper an opportunity to finish up on some of the water and how important that is for North Dakota right now.
Sure. Well, you know, as we were talking about before the break, these water projects are important. I mean, you ask these particular water districts that receive this financing or these communities, it's huge. And really what it does is it lays the foundation for growth. It lays the foundation for private sector investment, for communities to expand, to add additional homes, businesses, you know, at the same time, providing clean, affordable access to water. And so, you know, these I think it's important to note too that most of these dollars are loan dollars. And so it is public financing. These loans are paid back with interest to the Treasury. And so I think that's an important distinction. Sometimes people hear these big numbers and think that it's all a handout, but the vast majority of what we do are loans and public financing.
Gene, Valley City, for our guest Jasper Schneider, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene, with your question.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Jasper.
Hey, Gene.
You just talked about water. Okay, I've got a water project here west of Valley City. We're trying to get Hobart Lake drained.
Yeah.
We've had several roads under in the last few years. If the lake project, the drain project, would have taken place, a lot of these road raising projects would not have had to have happened. The money that's been spent raising roads could have drained this lake 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little.
And Gene, you didn't say how far west of Valley City you are, but are you in Stutzman Rural Water District, or which water district are you in?
Barnes County. Barnes County Rural Water goes right by here.
Okay.
That'd be nice to have too, but it's too expensive.
Yeah. You bring up a really good point. And, water, whether it's retaining water or getting water from point A to point B or just maintaining it, is one of the big challenges facing North Dakota. And it's anybody that's worked with any type of water projects also knows that it's there's no cheap solution. And so, what I would guess, I don't know if that's Barnes Rural Water that's involved with that or if that's a county issue in trying to raise those roads, but it sounds like you've got some good ideas.
Well, the roads are all raised, and that's all done. This water is just sitting here, and I understand it's been approved by FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine there's no money to get this ditch done. But that isn't what I called about. You're talking about rural economic development. Are you aware of Agenda 21? Are you aware of what's going on out in Montana? There's a range war on, and it's being waged by the federal government on ranchers and farmers. There's plans to remove people from counties, for crying out loud. How's that for economic development?
Interesting. I haven't heard of Agenda 21, so I'll have to...
Oh, my land sakes. You're in the government. You're working with USDA, and you haven't heard of Agenda 21. You got to get up to speed here, guy.
Sounds good. I'll be sure to research it. Is it a North Dakota thing, or is it strictly Montana?
Nope.
I think Agenda 21 is a... There's threats to about every corner of America from Agenda 21.
Federal.
It's a federal issue, but anything specific, and even ties into the UN. But I think his example was one from Montana. Appreciate the call, Gene.
Sure.
Couple minutes left here, and wanted to quickly ask you about USDA's, and specifically your Office of Rural Development's role in housing. We heard recently about what the state's doing to address the housing crunch. What is the USDA role, Jasper?
Well, one of the federal agencies I oversee is called the Rural Housing Service, and I mentioned before that prior to the mid '90s, USDA Rural Development was called the Farmers Home Administration, and so we have a long legacy of providing home loans, and our home loan programs consist of single family housing, but also multifamily housing. We have two different types of loan programs: either a direct loan, where USDA is the direct lender to the borrower. But the vast majority of what we do, Scott, is guaranteed loans, where we'll partner with private sector banks, guarantee the financing, and allow a person to get into a home. And so what that means in a real-world number for North Dakota is we're going to finance probably about 600 homes in North Dakota, and they have to be, there's certain requirements, obviously eligibility, because it's rural development. It has to be in a town of 20,000 or less. And there are income and loan limit restrictions on that, too. And so, in addition to, providing direct access to capital for financing a home, also play a big role in supporting the surrounding infrastructure, specifically the utilities, whether it's helping build out the water systems or electrical or telecom. All of that supports growth. Now, with the bottleneck in a lot of communities in expanding to provide more homes, is there infrastructure? There's the eight communities we talked about earlier that are receiving access to this financing, you know, most of them have reached capacity, whether it reached capacity with their water mains, if it's an old clay system, or their...
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We're up against the top of the hour break here, Jasper, but we'll have you back, because obviously a lot of interesting topics today covered. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.